Know Your Bible Books is a new series offering a brief introduction to the books of the Bible. In this case, we are looking at the letters of St. Paul, beginning with Romans, entitled The Importance of Righteousness. The congregation in Rome was not founded by any apostle. Paul, therefore, had desired for many years to visit this congregation, but so far had been prevented. So Paul wrote this letter near the end of his third missionary journey before traveling to Jerusalem for the last time around 55 or 56 AD. The Holy Spirit inspired Paul to present a systematic treatise on the central doctrine of Holy Scripture, justification by grace alone, through faith alone. It has served to refute every corruption of the gospel through the centuries. At the same time, it clarifies many other doctrines, including baptism, eternal election, and sanctification. Martin Luther considered Romans so important that he urged every Christian to memorize it and occupy himself with it every day as a daily bread of the soul. The entire epistle revolves around the important concept of righteousness in three main parts. Part 1, in chapters 1, verse 18 through 3, verse 20, Paul shows that no mere human measures up to the perfect righteousness which God requires. He convicts open unbelievers and self-righteous saints, then concludes, "There is none righteous, no, not one." Chapter 3, verse 10. "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin." 3:20. Part 2, in chapters 3:21 through 5:21, Paul explains how God gives sinners the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ. That's our justification. The rest of chapter 3 drives home two important facts about our justification. Universal justification says that although all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, still all have been justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. Personal justification says a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. 3:28. In chapter 4, Paul demonstrates that with the example of Abraham. Chapter 5 shows the glorious results of being justified by grace through faith. We have peace with God. Verse 1. And the most incredible love has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Verse 5. Adam brought sin, death, and condemnation to all people. Jesus Christ brought forgiveness, justification, and life to all people. Verses 12 to 21. Part 3. The rest of Romans shows that the heart that receives Christ's righteousness is changed to live in righteousness. Justification is not a license to sin, though through baptism we were buried and raised with Christ. We are now dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Chapter 6. We still struggle with sin, chapter 7, but nothing can condemn us when we are in Christ. Chapter 8, verse 1. There will still be suffering in the world, but God makes everything work out for our good as He keeps us in His hands from eternity to eternity. Therefore, nothing in all creation can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Chapter 8. Don't become complacent in the faith, however, as if you can't fail. Chapters 9 through 11. Many of God's chosen people of Israel were lost through unbelief. We need to hear and proclaim the law and gospel. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Chapter 10, verse 17. You were grafted into God's olive tree by faith, but you can be broken off again if you do not continue in the faith. Ultimately, all the true Israel, Jews and Gentiles, will be saved. Chapter 11. Therefore, let's give ourselves as living sacrifices to serve God. 12, verse 1. Use your God-given gifts to serve Him. Verses 3 to 8. Love one another without hypocrisy, even your enemies. 9 to 21. Submit to the government, for it is ordained by God. 13, 1 through 7. Love even trumps our freedom in the gospel, and so we bear with the weak. 13:8-15:13. We are united in Christ in blessed fellowship, sharing in the work and support of the gospel ministry, and genuine love for fellow believers. Preserve all this by holding on to the Word of God, and avoid all who teach anything contrary to God's Word. All glory be to God through Jesus Christ. Amen. 15:14-16:27. This article was written by David Ryan, pastor of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Vernon, British Columbia.